is from Union, New Jersey. I want to thank everyone for getting on this call. And please keep yourself star six. Keep yourself muted or put mute on your phone. We can keep a clean conference call because we're going to do some talking with one another. And again, thank you for getting on the call. Tonight we're going to talk about, you know, the vision of Young Living and envisioning Young Living becoming a billion-dollar company. And, you know, your thoughts are things. What you think about is exactly what you get in life. So I'm going to start people to start thinking about Young Living being a billion-dollar company. And how big a piece of that do you want to have in your life, on your team? Please star six yourself out. I can hear you talking in the background.
Is Jerry code?
Okay. And Alice, do you want to go over any announcements we have for meetings coming up?
Sure. Let's see. Actually, we have a meeting tomorrow night in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. That's being hosted by James Nederland and Maggie Bergeser. That's at 7:14.
Well, thank you, Alice. Thank you for doing that and giving us the rundown. There's lots of stuff going on here on the East Coast. So, and I want to thank everyone on this conference call for getting on. I'm pretty sure that a lot of us had our biggest month ever. I've been talking with the different leaders and the different people on the team. And a lot of people are on track to have their biggest month ever. I just spoke with Vicki over our upline, and she's at her biggest month ever. She's at 957,000, and she's having her biggest month. And I've spoken with people at the company, Young Living. We're pretty much on track to have another great month with Young Living. I know I'm very close to having my biggest month ever, and Gail Ann is close to having her biggest month ever. I know Jim Capella in our group is having his biggest month. And I know Kathy, are you on? I know Kathy, hopefully she's on the speaker's line. I know her sister Jill already had her biggest month. And so things are really, really moving forward here in Young Living. So as we start to grow and envision and see things happen here, we really want to see it expanding. You know, our thoughts are our things, and hopefully all of you guys are reading, asking, and is given, and learning to manifest your desires. It really talks about that. What you think about is what you get. It's really important. What you think about is what you get. So it's really important to think thoughts that are in manifestation of what you're thinking about. So I wanted to read here something about the law of attraction, because that's what we operate on.
Jeffrey, just really quick, are we recording this evening or are we not?
Yeah, record it.
Okay.
You have to do something before I start talking.
Yes, let me go ahead and start this. Do this before you start talking. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
The conference is now being recorded.
Great. So, as we're talking about Young Living growing to become a billion-dollar company, and we're talking about, I'm reading something from the Asking is Given from page 73, can I really count on the law of attraction? And this is what it says here, and this is what I believe. The law of attraction always yields to you the essence of the balance of your thoughts. No exceptions. You get what you think about, whether you want it or not. And in time and practice, you'll come to remember that the law of attraction is always consistent. It never tricks you. It never deceives you. It never confuses you, because the law of attraction responds precisely to the vibration that you are offering. So it's really, really, you know, positive intention and really getting your attraction and who you really are in focus, and you can see that things really start to manifest. I know I've been manifesting like crazy. I've really been keeping myself at the place of how I feel, really listening to my feelings and attracting all kinds of amazing things each and every moment of my day, my days. It's becoming so much more fun. And one of the other things here it says is the basis of your world is one of well-being, which I truly believe. You can allow it or not, which is the most important thing. But this is the basis of well-being. The law of attraction says that which is like unto itself is drawn. And so the essence of whatever you give your attention to is unfolding in your experience. Therefore, there is nothing you cannot be, do, or have. This is the law. And I just love that. You know, therefore, there is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. This is the law. So, you know, my intention and my focus, and I know I've been speaking to some of my other leaders, is my focus is that Young Living becomes a multi-billion-dollar company. And that our team here on the East Coast, and that includes Kathy's team, my team, you know, our people here on the East Coast, that we have the majority share of that billion-dollar company, that we're focused on it. We're doing the things. We're taking the positive action to create that kind of momentum, that kind of forward thinking, and just creating the momentum to attract the people to support our vision and goals. And I see it happening each and every day. James, are you on?
Yes, I am.
There he is. Okay. So James is on. So James, what do you see happening as far as your vision and manifesting?
Well, I go back to when I created a vision, and really it's for my, I have to update it because all the things that I had put down 5 years ago when I met you have come to pass, all of them. The only things that might not be there are moving out of this area, but that's changed, so it wouldn't be in my vision right now anyway. And it's manifesting. It's beyond what I had envisioned at that time even. So working with intention is so powerful. You know, today is the first day of the month, and I put my intentions in writing. I know you and I talked about it in the morning a bit, and you had done the same. But one of the things that I put in writing was to attract a first level distributor that begins to build the team performance bonus. And sure enough, a distributor enrolled today. And I didn't do anything. The person probably came to my website and enrolled. As a distributor with a starter kit, we've already had a conversation. And it was attracted. It manifested. That's just the power of working with intention. Another example is yesterday, I really wanted to talk to a distributor about the sandalwood oil. Wasn't that it was on special, but we could get a big savings by purchasing it yesterday as opposed to purchasing it today and hereafter. So I had put it out there that I intended to talk to this person, got very busy, didn't call her, and we hadn't talked in months. I mean, really, literally since the summertime. And she called me last night. You know, these kind of things happen when we really plug into universal intent and tap into that power, and it becomes no more than just putting that thought energy out there, and it's created. It's amazing, and when we're truly plugged in, I truly believe there's nothing else we have to do except vibrate at that frequency, and then we attract what it is we want into our lives. So, to me, it's always the most important thing that I can do in the beginning of the month is to get my intentions down in writing, to get very clear on what it is that I want to attract and put it in writing. That's one of the practices for working with intention. There's others that I do, but. It's a very, very powerful practice. And
yeah.
Then when we get into massive action to support our intentions that though it is work, it doesn't mean that we don't work, but it means that we're working with the outcomes that we're intending to achieve are achieved with ease and grace.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that sharing that, James. So that's really what's going on. And what you talked about is also, as we get into massive action and things start to grow, there's going to be opposition, because that's really how we grow, is as we move through our opposition. So one of the things, I've been practicing Buddhist for over 20 years, and I have this great book for today and tomorrow, Daily Encouragement, by Desaka Lakeda. And one of the things he says here on December 8th, without opposition, there's no growth. It's hard to argue with that logic. A state in which we are free from problems or constraint is not happiness. Happiness is transcending all opposition and obstacles and continuing to grow. And it talks about that a lot in Asking and Given, as we go from point A to point B in our the ability to transform and to attract. There's going to be things that come up, but are you in that state of happiness? Or are you going through that transition? You know, because as you are feeling good, you attract more. And when you're feeling bad, you are resistant. So all you guys on the phone, what are you feeling right now? How are you feeling? What do you feel about your day today? Do you feel good about yourself? Do you really feel good? That's one of the questions to ask. Do you love yourself? Do you feel good about who you are and where you're going and what you're doing? Because when you do, I know James feels that, I feel that, and the people that are really moving and growing, they feel that. They feel good about who they are and what they're doing. And that energy creates this positive attraction that people want to be around us. And, you know, James, the synchronicity of thinking of people, and without even getting on the phone and dialing them, you dial them with your thoughts. And they plug into that universal energy that you're plugging into that context of the power of what's going on. Is Mary Starr on the phone? Mary Starr.
Yes.
You there?
Jeff, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you.
Yes. That's such a good point, Jeff, about you are going to come into some resistance. And I think for myself, and I know some of the distributors underneath me, we started our businesses in poverty. Literally in poverty. And you have a choice. You can choose to focus on the financial poverty, or you can choose to focus on your future. And that's what you want. And, excuse me, not want. That's what you will have. And a great thing that I learned from the training tape, Marcella von Harding's Conscious Language,
mm-hmm.
Training tapes are just so wonderful when you can get your words in alignment with what you choose to have. It's really, really amazing. And I see distributors who, are calling themselves Crown Diamonds and doing this, and they just so are on the path. Another great thing that helps us stay focused and really align with that law of attraction, and this is taught to me by some of my downline, Rita Drennan and her sister Janice, is a treasure map. And I think you've talked about that on the line before.
We have, but we haven't talked about it in a long time. Can you explain to people what a treasure map is? And, you know, because I think a lot of people probably, some people on this line don't know what that is.
Well, what we've been doing in small groups is hosting treasure mapping parties where you get together on maybe a Friday night or an evening with people, and you save all your different magazines and buy things. And what we do is we get out the abundance oil and magnify your purpose and transformation and all these things, because we all have dreams, and it's so wonderful to be able to see your dreams every day. So you can do a treasure map a couple different ways, but what I like to do is have a poster board, a big poster board. Some people will do even several poster boards, one for the home they want to live in, the places they want to vacation in. And last year, which was really fantastic. If you talk about the first of the month, we had a treasure map New Year's Eve party.
Wow.
Yeah, it was so fun. And, you know, we had the Young Living oils, and we were cutting out pictures. And I go and I invest in, like, some of those great home magazines and kitchen magazines and vacation magazines and car magazines. And you put on your treasure map that what you want to attract. And it doesn't even have to be material things. Maybe it's work. Maybe, like Sandy taught us, you're challenged with talking on the phone. It's really hard for you to talk on the phone. So you would take a picture of yourself, like a headshot of yourself, and then paste it on top of a person who was talking on the phone. Maybe you suffer with some physical ailments and you can't run anymore, things like that. So you would take your little headshot picture and put it on top of somebody running. And then you put that treasure map where you can see it every single day. Every single day. And it's just so wonderful to, you know, see your goals and look at your goals. And some people even make little photo albums with every single thing, you know, that they want to create in their life. And by seeing that, and I know Janice and Rita have had fun with that because, you know, okay, I got my refrigerator. I got my new refrigerator. I got my new washer and dryer. You know, check there, check there. And it's just, it's such a great, great feeling when those things, and just like James was saying, even though you may not even have the money, they just start to come right to you. You know, these things, just this law of attraction because you're focusing on it. And I just had to laugh because tonight, you know, my intention was to call this distributor to schedule the appointment. And as soon as I got on the call, she said hello and was on the call too. So law of attraction, it's really, truly everywhere. Can I just say one last thing, Jeff?
Yeah, please keep going. This is very enlightening. Thank you.
I hope I'm not going to steal Kathy's saying, but we, after our first year of just using the products in the business, or my first year, I got a $100 commission check. And at that time, I was still living on government assistance, and I said to Kathy, what if we do this as a business? You know, what if we really do this? And she said, yeah. So on December 21st, 2001, we sat down and we wrote out our goals. And we put it on print shop. And you know, she was like, okay, I want to have, I think it was like 100 acres. I want, you know, fruit trees. And I wrote down, I want to live next to a health food store because where I lived, you know, there wasn't anything around. I want to be this close to a gym. I want an organic garden. I want to be making, at that time, was $50,000 a year. And, you know, all these things. I said, I should be saying I choose to have those things. And so we made these little posters. And it was just remarkable. I mean, over 2 years ago, everything that I had wanted, I had already accomplished. Yeah, everything that had written down. And I had to make new dreams because I realized that, you know, back then my dreams were pretty small, you know, that I did it. And you don't even have to, sometimes you put it away and you put it out, pull it out and boom, you know, you've really accomplished it. And we're just very, very fortunate, my husband and I, to be in a place and be with Young Living, this company who's just going to take us right to the top. We're so excited about it. Really, really excited.
Wow, that's fabulous. So when did you and Kathy write this down? That was in what year?
December 21st, 2001, we wrote our goals. And remember, we had the goals written and probably did the business for 2 years, not knowing what the heck we were doing, not knowing about taking orders at the end of a meeting. We never closed anyone or opened them. We do all these teaching things and never take an order. And you know, or follow up with people or, you know, different things like that. So it's amazing. Even with all those mistakes we made, we still were able to, you know, accomplish so much.
So, Mary, what kind of month did you have this month?
Fantastic. I am almost tied from last month. So we'll see once they get everything entered if I beat it. But fantastic. I just you know, really highest month. It'll be my highest commission because I've gotten a couple bonuses and stuff. So,
great.
Good. Yeah.
Great. Congratulations.
And it's, yeah.
Kathy, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I am good. How's everybody tonight?
Everyone's great. Yeah. So that was a pretty amazing story that Mary just shared, how you guys met in 2001 and wrote all that stuff. So tell us how, you know, what's happening for you as far as you manifesting, you know, from that point. That's pretty amazing.
That's pretty amazing, and I really owe a lot to Mary because she made me sit down and do that. You know, I'm not that kind of a person, and it's amazing where we've come since then. And she made me this. I remember that now. I should still have it, but I don't because we moved into that house, Mary. She printed me out this poster that said that I would, all of my goals, you know, I'm going to get a massage once a month and pamper myself, whatever, but I'm going to earn $5,000 a month in 5 years. Okay, it's not even 4 years yet. Holy cow. And we've gone way past that.
Yeah, by about four times. Almost.
That's just totally amazing. And we have so much fun doing it. Again, and I love the Abraham tapes and Wayne Dyer and Manifesting Your Destiny, and I truly believe we are what we think. And when we think we can have something and we put it into action, we can have it. I remember when we first started looking at this house, my check was about $1,000 a month. And we really didn't think we could afford it. I remember Chip saying, you know, we can't really afford that. And I said, well, as long as my check's big enough to pay the mortgage payment and we can make all the other payments with the golf course money, we can do it. We can do it. And look what's happened since. I mean,
don't you live in that house? How many acres do you have? It's a wonderful house. I've been to your house. Just tell me again how big, what you know, you have a wonderful house. How many acres do you guys have now?
We have 94 acres. We've put on two additions since, and it was a big enough house to begin with. So, wow, I mean, we've gone from not being sure we could afford it to, yeah, one of the additions is my office. So everybody loves my office. It's red with gold speckles in the paint. Gotta feng shui it, you know. We went from not believing or not sure if we could afford it to wow, expanding. And it's not just what's happened to me, but just watching what's happened to Mary and Jill and Kim and other leaders in my organization, that's just so rewarding. So rewarding. And everybody seems to lift each other up when we get together. So it's great to always get together with your people and keep the positive thoughts flowing. And when you're having a down day, call somebody to lift you up. It's very important to do that. And don't rub your oils on.
Yeah, I just want to say one of the things that Kathy always does too is she always is not pushing, but she, you know, some people, she always is pushing the oils, but she's always here, listen to this, you know, listen to this Wayne Dyer, listen to this CD, or these books on tape, Prosperity Consciousness. So we're always being fed, you know, by her. She's exposing us to so much, and I think that's just such a great, great leadership. And if all of you can, like, follow that, even if you don't know the comp plan, you don't know anything, just doing this law of attraction and the self-development is phenomenal. Don't you think, Kat?
Absolutely. I'm so grateful for the motivational things that are available to us. And I see James has got some on his webpage. They're wonderful. Prosperity Consciousness. I mean, they have played a very important part in me growing, and I believe all of us growing. And so I highly recommend them. Get them, listen to them, and change the way you think. Avoid negative people. Don't.
Kathy, excuse me, because you're doing really sharing some great points. But I have some people on the conference call here that I know that are on all the time, that are struggling, they're in the beginning part of their business, and we're talking about billions of dollars and hundreds of thousands and doubling your check, and their checks are $100 and
I remember $50. Those. Can we talk about those days?
I remember those days, too. And, you know, what do you say to those people? You know, what do you say to those people that are really in the beginning parts of their business and, you know, not thinking that this is not working for them? You know, what do you say?
you have to change the way you're thinking, and it will work. And you're going to listen to people like us, and you're going to keep going. The only way that you can ever fail in this business is to give up. I believe Young Living is going to be so huge, as you've stated, Jeffrey. I mean, this company is phenomenal. There's people coming to our meetings now that are even family members that I never dreamed, imagined, that would ever come. This is going to happen for you. You have to keep the faith. Keep believing in your product, believing in what you're doing, and it will work. We all started where you are, believe me. We started with no money. I know you've heard the story. Mary started with no money. Jeffrey started with no money. You have to just keep believing and keep plugging along. Keep working. Keep working at the pace you can work and keep believing in yourself. And I think believing in Gary and Mary and the products really, really is what helped me. And again, just believing in a higher power and that I'm doing what they want me to do. I feel like I'm doing their work. It's not as if I'm just out trying to make money. I'm out doing some really, really good work for some people it's changing their lives physically, emotionally, financially, and spiritually. And I think I know that you'll be rewarded if you continue on that path. But keep the faith and keep going. You can't give up. You cannot give up. And when the going gets tough, you have to, that's what's going, the extra mile. You have to go the extra mile. Chip reminds me sometimes of, you know, I never gave up even when nobody believed in what I was doing. Keep going. We believe in you, so we know it will work. We're just average people just like you are. I mean, I'm just, you know, I can't say it enough times. I'm a housewife from Savannah, New York. We have a flashing light. We live way out in the country. If I can do it, I know anybody can do it. And it's just a passion. It's just the passion that I have for this business and these products.
Yeah, and you guys have, you know, I want to comment why you guys are on the conference call. Hip, hip, hooray for what you guys accomplished, you know, for having 525 people show up at that meeting.
Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely. That, just your intention and your focus and your love for your people and your team spirit, it just blows me away. Just blows me away. So you guys are fabulous. Just wonderful.
We shocked everybody, including ourselves, at the amount of people that came. Dr. Hill's a phenomenal speaker. And again, it can be done. We got people there. So many people in the organization, they got on the phone and they called and they called and they called. And they got people there that we never would have imagined would be there. And Dr. Hill and the other leaders, Justin and Dave Sterling, they made believers out of them. When we couldn't, get your people to the meetings. Do whatever you have to. Pick them up. Take them. Don't expect them to just show up. Remember, it's easier to do what you've always done.
And
it's easier to sit home and watch TV. You need somebody to push you. You need to push other people. And we need to do that for each other.
And isn't that going the extra mile?
That's going the extra mile. You better believe it.
Making more phone calls, but the people who participate and those of you with $100 checks and driving 3 hours to a meeting in the sleet, in the bad weather, you know, it was bad weather last Tuesday, you know, you went
to... Yeah, last Tuesday, that's right, it was bad weather, and you still had 500 people show up?
Oh, it was pouring, it was nasty out.
Oh, fabulous. Just, I mean, people here, oh, it's one drop of rain, they're not showing up for the meeting, you know, it's like, this is really, really powerful.
You want to know what I'd say to them, Jeffrey?
Yes.
Well, you know, I am a drill sergeant, and I have this sign right in my bathroom because, you know, I get down and things like that too, but it says stop whining and start winning. And winners, they don't quit, and they're coachable, right? The only way you can lose in this business is if you're not coachable, you're not going to do the duplicatable system. Follow your leaders, and if you quit, that's the only way you can move.
Absolutely. And Mary, I want to congratulate you because, you know, talking about winning, it's just, that's about showing up at events and supporting events and going to the events. And, you know, I've learned in my business the greatest way to build your business is to go to every event that you possibly can. You know, if it's an hour away, 2 hours away, 5 hours away, you show up at the event. Because if you tell your people to go and you don't go, it's an energetic thing. So, Mary, I want to congratulate you because you went to 3 meetings in that busy week.
Yeah, that's totally amazing, Mary.
And one of those was, you know, 5 hours away.
Yes.
Like, 6 hours away. It was a 6-hour drive for you. So, congratulations for really stepping up, stepping to the plate, and showing people your leadership skills. You know, that's what leaders do. Leaders show up at the event and get their people to come and do the same thing. So, thank you.
And just that's another example of law of attraction, because I thought maybe I'd have one distributor there, and we ended up having 2 distributors, each who brought 2 guests. So, you know, it really was fantastic. So
you drove all the way for 6 hours just because you were thinking having maybe one guest, and you drove 6 hours just to support your people. And see, that's the little things that people don't see, how the business grows. It's that little connection of people saying, wow, she drove 6 hours to see me when she could have stayed home and she was tired after going to 2 other meetings. She came here for me and supported me in doing that. That's the bond that creates this business, that the things that people don't understand, that's what builds it strong. It's those little tiny things like that where people feel, well, if she can do that, I can at least go talk to some new people every day.
And we don't want anyone to feel bad if, you know, if you literally can't do that. But I have to say, Kathy, don't you think in the first few years or when you're initially working with a distributor, it is good to create that, you know, relationship with them? And I know Jill, you know, flies out for her Minneapolis group that she has and works with them a couple times a year and just create that and just go the extra mile, because someday you won't have to go the extra mile. Life will be so easy. You know, I mean, of course you will, but life is just going to be so easy because you did it today.
Absolutely, I totally agree. Supporting your people, they just need that little boost. They need that little boost. Not everybody can do it on their own. And if you can do that, I mean, I know Jeffrey drives to Albany and does groups or meetings for his people. That's a long drive, too. It's not going to hurt you. Just go do it. If they need your support, go do it. It's very important.
Yeah. Is Bridget on? Bridget, are you there? Bridget, okay. I don't know if she's on. James, are you still there? James is probably, he gets off the phone when he starts recruiting people. See, if you don't make him talk, he's like on recruiting somebody. But yeah, you guys are really sharing some really powerful stuff. Where's your sister Jill? Is she on?
I don't know if she's on tonight or not.
Okay.
She's probably on the phone recruiting also. She's right now she's on fire and there's no stopping Jill.
Yes.
The more her group volume grows, the more she wants to see it grow.
And Jill is an amazing talker. She's like, once you get Jill in the space, you're in trouble. Because there's no stopping that woman.
That's right.
There's no stopping her. She's like the Energizer Bunny when she gets going. And I can see her being, the more excited she gets, the more excited. I mean, she probably doesn't sleep now. She's probably going outside of her house stopping cars.
She told me she is not sleeping, and normally she's a very sound sleeper. Her mind is always going, what can she do next? Who can she call next? Pull in somebody's driveway and take a package in before she'll drive home with it.
Wow.
Wow.
Just another point on, you know, law of attraction and what you're talking about. The wonderful new Marketing Sense website, for those of you who have it, or please take advantage of the $1, you know, free, basically free-month trial. There is a section in there. It's under training and support on the left-hand side, and it's called goal setting. And there's a 3-minute and a 5-minute audio training that teaches you how to write your goals, and then you can go ahead and write them in, and then you can pick how often you want them to email to you. So every morning I wake up and I have my goals emailed to me, And I just look down, okay, am I working on that? Okay, I can get rid of that one. I accomplished that. It's just a great way because, you know, law of attraction, you're seeing it every day. What is it you want to accomplish? So, you know, it's a great day today before I go to sleep to really say, what is it I'm going to accomplish in my Young Living business this month? We've got such fire. We're on fire from the Ninja Red. Let's take advantage of that. Let's do what Justin told us to do and get 20 samples out a month. Success times two, right? The central reward and 20 samples out a month. Follow up, and you're going to just grow exponentially, really.
Well, that's
hey, Jeffrey.
Great. Yeah, you're there.
Yeah, I was on the other line. I had to call back in.
Okay. So, Bridget, you've had a very successful month also, and I know you've had a successful last 2 months, and, you know, so, you know, what are you doing, and, you know, what are you can share with people that's really making your dreams and goals starting to happen here?
Well, I think, you know, Kathy and Mary have really said so much that's powerful, but, you know, especially with these BOGOs, and like yesterday was a great day, and it just, you know, Young Living provides us with these opportunities to just, you know, have, you know, if you need a reason to call someone, that's a great opportunity. And I just stayed on the phone for several hours and just telling people about the BOGOs and the sandalwood, how the price is going up. I mean, I generated about $4,000 worth of volume just by that. And, you know, it's interesting when talking to people and other distributors, and it's interesting because so many people have preconceived notions of what they think people will want to do. No, you know, they don't need sandalwood. Well, how do we know unless we offer the opportunity? So I think it's really working with our own limitations and our mindset, because I think many people are just addicted to believing certain things that are maybe, you know, negative or out of fear of, you know, changing. And so I think it's just working with our own mindset and, you know, learning about your own behavior or patterns that just keep you, you know, locked into this old, unsuccessful life. And so, you know, I just found, and the first 5 phone calls I made, every single person jumped on it. And so I got really excited and started, you know, calling my, you know, leaders. And, you know, I just think if, you know, we have to create duplicatable systems. And some people are going to do it and other people aren't. But just keeping in the flow of attracting business-minded people, I just, you know, these BOGOs are great opportunities. It's just, you know, emails don't work. You need to pick up the phone and call people. And, you know, if I can do it, I know anyone can do it. Because all you need to say is, by the way, you know, today only, you know, this is available. You know, I thought you maybe you'd want to be interested. And, you know, almost every person I called went for it.
I have to totally agree, Bridget. I'm glad that you brought that up because I picked up the phone last night. Now, I was so excited after this one call and it was kind of late. I picked up the phone with somebody, a chiropractor in New Jersey who I have only spoke to twice in my life, just to tell him about the sandalwood. And he gave me a $5,000 order.
Oh,
he ordered 20 sandalwood, you know, and a whole bunch of other stuff, and I was like shocked. And so
that
phone call
was amazing. Wow.
Right, the phone.
Kathy, thank you for sharing that. So that is, you know, the power of, you know, you picked up the phone, you called somebody you never spoke to, hardly ever speak to, you spoke to them twice in your life, and you ended up because you reached out. You stretched yourself out of your comfort zone, because it would have been easy to say, it's late, I don't need to make any more phone calls, I'm having a great month already, I can lay down, I can stop. And you went, you stretched again, you picked up the phone and said, oh, let me call this. And a lot of us, and especially people on this conference call, have a lot of fear in calling people that we don't talk to all the time. And you did it, and look what happened.
I know. Yes, so, I have to go that you do have to pick up the phone, and no matter what. And most people are never rude. They'll just say, no thanks, you know. But the majority of the time, they're just so grateful that you thought enough of them to call them.
And they're appreciative of being updated because not everyone reads their emails.
That's right.
I actually went as far as buying an international phone card yesterday on the Internet, and I called France and Germany and sold the BOGOs over there. And that was just so much fun. Although I forgot the time difference. I thought it was 6 hours earlier, but it's actually 6 hours later, and I actually woke somebody up at midnight, but they still bought it.
That's great.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, I have some, just 1 second. We're going to let you share. But go ahead, you share, and I'm done.
I just wanted to share. Okay. That was very fun.
But that was, it's so funny because you were talking international. So I was on the phone with our good friends Gabrielle and Lars, who are over in Austria, and who just had another fantastic month. They had their biggest month ever. And I set some intentions with them when we were there. Their biggest month ever in Austria itself was, their volume was 46,000. And then I set the intentions with them that they really go over that volume. You know, I said, well, let's write it down. And they were like stretching, and it was like, I don't know, 3 or 4 days before the end of the month, and things have really been growing over there. And I said, well, let's stretch and let's see, write it down. And I said, let's stretch and let's see if you can get to 64,000. And they called me last night so excited, so pumped, and they said, well, we didn't do what you said. We did more. And they were over $30,000 more than what they originally, their best month ever. So, I mean, it's all about intention, and they were doing the same thing last night, late at night, at 12 o'clock their time. They were still calling people about this, the Sandalwood special, and Gabrielle got a couple people. She called a couple people, and he said, well, how many do you want me to buy? And he ended up placing a $2,500 order in Sandalwood. So, I mean, it's all about stretching and doing what's necessary. So, I mean, it's this year, this energy is happening worldwide. So it's very exciting. Very exciting what's going on. Anybody else on the line that's a leader would like to share? Or? I know, Alice, you had something amazing happen at the Ninja Red meeting. Alice.
Uh-oh. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I always forget to take myself off of mute. Yes, at the Ninja Red meeting, actually in New Jersey, I went to both the New York and New Jersey, and it was wonderful that I had many of my people show up at both. But Friday night at the New Jersey meeting, it really blew me away how one of my distributors brought another fairly new distributor, and she had originally ordered 40 bottles of Ninja Red, and then I got a phone call probably about a quarter to midnight seeing if we can add another 20 bottles onto that order. So that was pretty amazing. I mean, Dr. Hill really got to her, and she realized that, you know, the best way to do this is to actually have things in her hand, and she'll hand them to people and tell them, you know, if you want it again next month, we're going to need to put you on auto ship. So that's what she's planning on doing with those orders.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So, see, that was having somebody show up at the meeting, and this was a new person, right?
I believe she's fairly new. She's not very new.
She's fairly new, and she, you know, she ended up after Dr. Hill's bringing somebody to the event and let the event close for you. I can't stress this enough about going to the meetings. I know Kathy has meetings up by her, and we have meetings down here, and I know Mary has traveled all the way down here when I called her on the phone and said, Mary, you need to show up. And, you know, Mary was sick one day, and she showed up to a meeting we had with one of my great teachers, I can't even think now, I'm like, block, Sandy Ellsberg, wonderful Sandy, and Mary showed up sick and not feeling well, got here half when the day was, you know, halfway over, and it literally changed, you know, her business life. But, you know, Mary drove 6 hours not feeling well to show up at this, and, you know, things have really shifted for her since then. But, you know, most people would have stayed home and said, I'm sick. You know, I don't feel good. I can't do it. You know, so it's for all you people out there that are on the edge, that are struggling, you know, look at your actions. Look at what you're thinking about. You know, start thinking about, you know, what you can do. I so loved what, you know, having the party. Get together a bunch of people and have these parties where you put the dream boards, put your dream boards together. You know, what a fun way to spend an evening. Do a potluck. Everyone bring food. Then all you guys can, you know, have your dream board night. I think it's such a great, fun idea. And it's really, things do manifest from that.
Jeff,
Mary, you want to say something? Yes.
This is Rachel again. something I've been doing recently, I've been bringing my starter kit, either the oils or the juice, with me any, like, party or meeting, and I show people it. And just, you know, talking about it is one thing, but when people see it, or when you're doing an event, setting up a display, showing people that starter kit, it's just an amazing kit. And so I find that very effective. I just did a home party. It was small, but half of the people bought the starter kit just by seeing what you get for it. So just, I think, having one of those, and, you know, now I actually am keeping it in my car. And so anytime, you know, I have the, you know, I you know, find somebody who's interested in listening about the business, I just go to my car and bring it right out, and it just sells itself. It's very powerful.
Yeah, it is very powerful. And it's all about attention, because it's like I always travel with a case of EDR in the back of my SUV. And it's amazing how I always sell EDRs, because I have them on me all the time, so I'm always ready. And I always have all, you know, all these tools ready. But, you know, it's just intention. I intend to make sure that somebody wants to buy those books or needs 7 books, or, you know, I always have that. I always carry a case of books around with me. It's always in my car. So I can turn somebody on and say, you know, look, I have this book here, and you need to have it, and it'll change your life. You need to read it. And, you know, doing those kind of things, that's leadership stuff. You know, that's stuff that, you know, leaders do. They go out of their way to make sure they supply to people with the tools and with the information that they can need to be successful. It's like being on the conference call and not forgetting about the conference call. Like last week, I think we had one of our best product conference calls ever, where we talked about Ecuador. And unfortunately, so many people, because they didn't get an email, didn't get on that conference call. And unfortunately, we didn't tape it, but, you know, every second and fourth Wednesday, we do a product conference call. And people didn't get on because they somehow, I don't know, it's like religion here. We second, fourth Wednesday, we do a product conference call, and people miss that conference call. So, you know, some of those things aren't always duplicatable where you're going to get that information again. So it's really important that you follow through, find out what's going on, let your people know what's going on, and, you know, then you know, you can't make people do anything, but you can give them the information. So anything you guys want to share in closing?
Jeff, a lot of times we get people, like you say, who are struggling and stuff, and there might be people out there right now saying, well, you know, they don't work full-time, or they don't have kids, small kids, or they don't have the responsibilities I have. And I can probably talk for all of us that, it, you know, when we started, you know, I was going to school 60 hours, I was working part-time, you know, Kathy had her golf course and all those things, and we still found the time to add it in. We lost some sleep, you know. It might have been stressful to do the home parties or to make the follow-up calls and things like that, but you can still do it. Just, you know, schedule it. I think Alice is always good about telling us to do that, to schedule and follow your leaders. You know, none of us are anything exceptional. We just learn from each other, and I just learned a whole bunch of good stuff from you guys tonight, so I'm going to try that too. Thank you.
Kathy, you want anything you want to share in closing?
I think you guys have really covered it, and sometimes when we stay on the phone too long, we keep people from getting out there and making their phone calls, so let's let them go.
Yes, so let's let everyone go. So, Bridget, you have anything you want to say?
Well, just one thing in how my business was developed, and what I learned from you, Jeffrey, a long time ago, was the whole concept of following your money. We all spend money every single day. You know, we go to the, you know, dry cleaner, the bank, and basically that's how I created my business, was basically wherever I went throughout my day during my activities of daily living, wherever I spent my money, I basically would share products. And now basically wherever I spend my money, I do business. And so for me, that just, you know, from my banker buying, you know, skincare products to my gas station buying Ninja Red. So every single day, we have children, you know, we have 4 kids, 3 kids. We have a lot of people in our lives by virtue of our lives. So just taking the opportunity, you know, taking another few minutes of just sharing. And, you know, I think it's just a great concept of following your money.
Thank you for sharing that. That's a whole we could spend a whole conference call on following your money and how to do that. So we'll have to do that one night. And is James on? We could finish with the Niederlander man. Or he's on recruiting probably. So I want to take it off mute, and I want to thank everyone for being on our conference call. And let's say goodnight from